Tesla's Redemption, The Supernatural Fight Against the Nazis. Chapter 2, The Moral Dilemma. Having developed the coil, Tesla also has a vision of unimaginable horrors in his lab. He sees tyrants, genocide, armies marching throughout the world in general evil, and he believes that the coil opened up the portal to these evils. And Tesla believes that by destroying the coil, he can stop these destinies from ever coming to fruition. He grapples with the decision whether or not to destroy his invention. Should I destroy it or should I not? He paces back and forth, papers rustling. Could I take the risk of having the coil, the future that I saw? I cannot allow it to pass. His assistant interrupted his thought train.
Mr. Tesla, something on your mind? Need something cleaned up in the lab?
Hank, what should I do? Wireless power for all, a portal, a time travel device, a weapon of unimaginable power, but in the process opening up something awful. What is the right path? As Tesla pondered his decision, he remembered the advice of a friend and confidant, Dr. Faustus, a man well-versed in the supernatural and the demons that lay beyond the veil of reality. Tesla, now sleepless for several nights, is at a critical juncture, and he questions himself regarding the guidance of Dr. Faustus. Despite his brilliance, Faustus was in fact burdened by a dark pact. He made a deal with demons. He made a deal with demons. How can I trust his advice? Indeed, Dr. Faustus, with his bald, clean-shaven head, goatee, glasses, and perennial bow tie and suit, carried a terrible burden. Centuries ago, he made a pact with a demon for 27 years of knowledge and pleasure, as depicted in Christopher Marlowe's play, Dr. Faustus. And now, Faustus sought redemption by helping others with the paranormal, having been preserved by some rare form of demonic magic. And at Tesla's invitation, Faustus visits him at his laboratory.
Well, I hear that you had all kinds of success with your coil. The world is talking about it, but that you may have opened up a portal to a destiny that none of us want to see. So why do you need me?
Tesla stepped away from his work and motioned to a table and chairs in a corner of the cramped space.
And it's certainly troubling you, my friend. Look at those bags under your eyes. Have you slept at all in a couple of weeks?
I'm wondering whether I should trust you, Faustus. You're a brilliant man, yes, but you made a deal with a demon. So how good could your advice be?
Yes, I was a fool, but I've spent centuries trying to atone. You can trust in my experience because I know the folly of bad decisions from my past mistakes.
Tesla pondered this, torn between the need to trust and also his own inherent mistrust.
Well, we can only hope that you've learned more from your mistake than I could see.
And Faustus said, and hopefully I can help you avoid the darkness that I now face. Tesla then relates his experiences in detail to Faustus, hoping that the man's quest for redemption would steer them true.
Wow, that's quite a story, Nikola. And your visions are real. A tyrant like Napoleon, bent on world domination, that's nothing to take lightly.
The potential for such evil exists, and they would seek anything necessary to gain power, including the supernatural.
But we have something to answer back of our own now. We have your coil. We can fight fire with fire. Your invention can be our defense, our shield, and our sword.
But if I destroy the device, then maybe this army, this tyrant, never comes through from that other world, and there's no need for the coil. I should destroy it, no?
You know what? We need another thinker in this. I want you to meet a friend of mine. I think she might have some insights.
Faustus steps outside momentarily, bringing back Selene, a succubus demon, loyal to their cause. Tesla, I've seen centuries pass. I've worked with the wisest of men and philosophers. The knowledge of your coil, it's immense. I can help you harness its power. And by getting rid of it, you're disarming yourself against an army that could emerge and invade anyway. But you're a succubus, a demoness. So what do you hope to gain from this, Selene? Well, I thrive on intellectual pursuits, and helping you might be the most fascinating endeavor yet. Selene, indeed, is a succubus who's been entwined with the lives of many great minds throughout history, and she's drawn to Tesla's brilliance. She's worked tirelessly with Dr. Faustus and has proven to be a valuable ally. Selene is a being of ethereal beauty with an otherworldly presence, and her form seems to flicker in and out of existence as if she's translucent. She appears as a beautiful young woman, no more than 30 years of age, with striking green eyes that seem to glow softly, and her dark hair glows like liquid night, contrasting with her pale, almost luminescent skin. We know the benefits, Tesla. The problem is, will it first open up a portal to bring in the likes of what we don't want to see, opening up perhaps hell itself? And second, can we prevent the wrong people from gaining access to it? Upon hearing this, Tesla's eyes lit up. Well, one option is to simply destroy the coil, and then a lot of problems are eliminated. But you're assuming that this threat came from another world. What happens if it will emerge anyway, even if you destroy the coil? Then you're taking a weapon out of all of our hands.
Faustus nodded at this. Sounds to me as if it's a cutting off your nose to spite your face scenario. That doesn't sound terribly wise to me. Despite the counsel of Dr. Faustus and the succubus, Tesla's paranoia about the potential misuse of the coil gnawed at him. He saw the darkness it could bring and believed that it was a conduit for evil from another dimension. This device must have opened up a portal when I saw that terrible demonic army. By himself, Tesla thought about both Faustus and Selene and their motives.
This succubus, this Selene, she lives off rich men. She's a succubus who must live off people's life force. And, well, Faustus, he seeks redemption, but at what cost? Both are demons guiding me. I cannot risk having the coil.
In a solemn, ritualistic manner, Tesla decides to destroy his creation to protect humanity. Selene walks in on Tesla with a sledgehammer, destroying his coil.
Nikola, what are you doing?
This coil is far too dangerous. It must be destroyed.
Behind her was Faustus saying, "But think of the potential, Nikola. It can be controlled, and it didn't necessarily bring those demonic forces." Tesla stood in the aftermath, the smashed machine weary but resolved.
It is done. The coil is destroyed. The balance restored.
Faustus and Selene exchanged glances, believing that Tesla's actions were driven by a deep-seated fear and a desperate hope to protect humanity. He had made a sacrifice, one that would haunt him, but also one that he believed was essential for the greater good.